Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
East High School Mustangs. Now James Wiseman.
You have confirmed.
He is enrolled according to his sweet mother.
Not a better source than that.
Donzale Artis says James is in school.
Play for your city, little brother, and wear the blue and gray.
Can you believe it? Do you believe in miracles?
This is good news. This is good news.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Now, they did say they were going to be back at East. But to now have him enrolled and to have it confirmed through mom, as John Martin has done, that is comforting.
It is comforting. First of all, to know that he's in school. It's important to be in school.
Well, he was going to be in school. He's a smart kid.
Don't lose your head. Use your head, man. That's a different campaign, but it's still important.
Did you really just do that?
Completely different campaign.
It's a different campaign, but
there's a new one out that's actually pretty good. We should play it.
What's the new one?
There's a newer one where he says some more stuff. I haven't.
The same guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. He goes in a little bit more depth.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good line, though.
I agree. It's like dope in your veins, get hope out of you. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Dope out your vein, get hope in your brain.
There you go. That's like
that one's stuck, too.
That's like the read a book campaign. I like that. I'm down with that. But you're right. It's comforting because what have we talked about?
Good news for Memphis.
It's having sort of the tent pole here in Memphis. Mm-hmm. James Wiseman here in Memphis. Sort of still in the gravitational pull that is Penny, that is the University of Memphis.
Just a major win, too, for East in a sense that I can't imagine that Finley Prep and Oak Hill and Montverde and everybody, IMG, haven't gone to Mom and James and said, man, come on down here. We got the best of the best for you. Here's our offer, basically, right, to come join us. I can't imagine that has stopped or that it ever stopped. Why would you not, if you're one of those schools, want the number one prospect in the country there? So for him to at least at this point, again, Mom confirming that he's enrolled at East, for him to turn all that down,
mm-hmm.
to go back to East where, again, Penny's not coaching. And Javonte Holmes, very good coach. He's a trainer to Will Barton, professional trainer, all that stuff.
Correct.
Right? And knows James Wiseman because he was on that staff last year. They're close. It's not Penny. You know what I'm saying? For him to come back to East? That's a big win for East, too. It's a big win for Memphis basketball,
no, that's exactly
obviously,
right.
You figure it makes it a little easier to recruit him. And in turn, not just your efforts, you have the city helping you out, right? He's in the city that you're trying to
Jason
get him to.
Jason's certainly here helping out.
There you go.
So, you.
Not.
Yes.
They don't need my help anymore.
Do you ever, like, take a step back and, like, just evaluate the absolute insanity of our jobs?
Toby needed our help, but Penny doesn't need our help.
No, that's true. That's a good point. He does not need our assistance, even though we're happy to provide it if he needs it. Just call on us anytime.
Hello there.
Rest in peace.
Miss those days.
Do you ever
we
don't miss those days.
Those
were the best
only
parts of those
there
days.
There were some parts that
we had to manufacture on
You're
on
absolutely
happiness.
Right, John.
You know what I mean?
We like these days much better.
Yeah, they're easier.
Much better.
Do you ever step back and like just acknowledge and realize the insanity of our jobs where it's like a celebration if like a 17-year-old kid is in high school here? It's insane. Is it like this anywhere else?
You bringing that up brings me to something. In Vegas, going through some rinky-dink mall they've got out there, some cheap mall, I'm buying some shoes for Chris, end up getting myself some pennies, John, right? Because I like them. They're coming at a good price, whatever. Walking back through the store, this guy pulls me over, sees my son's Jordans. He wants to clean them. He's going to sell us a cleaning product.
Oh, wow.
He asked me where I'm from. I tell him Memphis. He said, oh, yeah, you got the hat on. Penny's the coach down there now, ain't he?
Yep.
And I said, yeah, man, what you know about Penny Hardaway? He said, what I know about Penny? Brother, I came up on Penny Hardaway, on the shoes,
yep.
on Penny Hardaway, the player. And this was out in Vegas, again, with some dude that's in the stall in the middle of a mall. I can't even tell you what the name of it was. He's talking about Penny Hardaway. But to your point, what you just brought up, he's like, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I do sports radio in Memphis, man. We talk about Penny all day long. He's like,
that's all we do.
He's like, that's your job?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, bro.
It's part of it. We talk about everything.
But. Well, obviously, yes, John. But in that explanation to him, I'm like, yeah, man, it's one of the pretty cool gig, brother.
It is
pretty
a cool gig.
And for, you know, a guy that's to that point, my point, they're talking about this everywhere, man. And it's and even in the some of the darkest corners and the cheapest malls of America, Penny Hardaway's got that kind of relevance.
Yeah, and listen.
That's why we like these days better than those previous
days. The fact
days.
Of the matter is, it's a win for the University of Memphis that he will be in at East High School this year. Now, he's enrolled. He's enrolled. I guess we should stipulate that. He's enrolled.
Well, until he's walking them halls
correct.
And in class 5 days a week.
Yeah, that I cannot confirm.
It can always be a chain.
I cannot confirm
because, again,
if he's
I would
in
tell
class.
You, if I'm Paul Washington at Finley Prep, I am saying I need this dude on my squad. Right? I mean, we're playing a national schedule. I want folks to come to my games. You got the number one prospect in the country on that team. You look good in those things. People want to come to your games. They want to play you, right? They want to see you on that schedule. So, again, I can't imagine that stopped.
Right.
So, to
but
your
I
point,
mean,
might not be
started.
Done, but he is enrolled.
Yes.
And that's, again, where we are right now, great news for Memphis.
Because.
Great news for the recruitment of James Wiseman by the Tigers.
And bad news for Kentucky fans.
I would say so. They would want him elsewhere. Coach Cal?
It's starting to mount here, right? The momentum is starting to build for the University of Memphis. DJ Jeffries decommitted. They played together, you know, friends.
Yeah.
Not saying that he's going to make a decision based on DJ Jeffries, but again, the fact that he's familiar with DJ cannot hurt. It cannot hurt. And if they end up at this, like if DJ goes to Memphis, it does not hurt. Now you're going to high school in Memphis where you won a state championship with Penny Hardaway last year. You cannot tell me that's meaningless.
Where every other Friday night you're going with Malcolm Dandridge to the Paradiso or wherever,
absolutely.
Right? And you're being seen and Malcolm's got the Tiger gear on and you do too. That's the other part of this. It ain't so much about whether Cal can get to him or Penny can get to him and that's all going to get taken care of. These programs are both high level. You're going to get to James Wiseman. You're either one of those coaches.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's about having Memphis. That's the advantage. Now your city, he's here. He goes, he's with Malcolm Dandridge.
Everybody
says,
come
on and be
backyard.
A Tiger. He's in your backyard. He's feeling what it feels like to not only, you know, Not only be a Memphian, but a Memphis Tiger, a wanted Memphis Tiger. There's some pull in that when this thing is rolling like it is right now.
So I think it's a
huge advantage.
What I'm willing to say now is that I would be surprised if James Wiseman is not a Memphis Tiger. That is what I will
Well,
say.
Let's stick it to he's once he's walking through those halls.
Fair
let's
enough.
Make sure all
fair,
those prep schools
point.
Have been backed
as,
off
as long as he
officially.
Is in class and attending
exactly.
classes and an East High School Mustang yeah. and he plays you know, his senior year here.
Comforting news for mom.
I would be surprised if he's not a Memphis Tiger. Yeah. So that is the news of the day. And also DJ Jeffries will be attending
huge
Memphis Madness.